Ladybird Readers. A Great Night. Picture words. Twilight Sparkle. Rainbow Dash. Pinkie Pie. Rarity. Applejack. Fluttershy. The Prince. Princess Celestia. Spike. The Wonderbolts. Magic. Forest. Apple Pie. Carriage. Sculpture. Pillar. It was the night of the pony party, and the ponies were very excited.
"We are going to the pony party," said Twilight Sparkle. "My magic can help us to get there."
Then Twilight changed an apple into a beautiful carriage and horses.
"Wow," said the ponies. "What a beautiful carriage."
Spike drove the ponies to the party.
"Thanks, Spike," said the ponies.
They were all very happy.
"This is a great night," said Twilight Sparkle. "What do you want to do at the pony party, Fluttershy?" asked Twilight.
"I want to meet all the little animals," said Fluttershy.
"I want to sell all my apple pies and cakes," said Applejack.
"I want to meet a prince at the pony party," said Rarity. "I want to fly with the Wonderbolts," said Rainbow Dash. "I want to dance and have fun at the pony party," said Pinkie Pie.
"And I want to speak to Princess Celestia," said Twilight.
"There you are, Twilight," said Princess Celestia. "You must stay near me all night. I want to talk to you about many things." Twilight felt very happy.
"Look,"
said Rarity to her friends.
"There is a prince at the pony party."
Rarity felt very happy.
"Look at that beautiful bird,"
Fluttershy thought.
"There are more little birds and animals in this forest. I must find them."
Applejack was very happy because she sold one of her pies.
"All the ponies want my apple pies," she thought.
"Do you want to be our friend?"
said one of the Wonderbolts to Rainbow Dash.
"Yes, please,"
said Rainbow Dash.
"Look at the beautiful dance floor,"
said Pinkie Pie. She ran to the dance floor and began to sing and dance. Fluttershy went into the forest.
"Hello, little animals," she said.
But all the little animals ran from her. There were many ponies who wanted to say hello to Princess Celestia.
"Good evening," said Princess Celestia.
"The princess has no time to speak to me," Twilight thought sadly.
Applejack waited for an hour, but no one bought any more pies or cakes.
no one wants to eat my pies or cakes because there is other food at the pony party, said Applejack.
She felt very sad. Rarity was with the prince in the garden. He put a red flower in his hair.
It looks nice on me, he said.
Rarity felt angry. She wanted the prince to give her the flower. Rainbow Dash was with the Wonderbolts, but they talked very loudly and they could not hear her. And no one wanted to dance or have fun with Pinkie Pie on the dance floor. All the ponies were very angry. The pony party was not a great night for them.
But we can try again, they said.
So Applejack made a big new apple cake to sell at the party. Pinkie Pie did a big jump on the dance floor, but she hit the cake and it flew up. The cake hit Rarity and the prince. The sculpture began to fall. Rainbow Dash flew to help, but she couldn't catch it. The sculpture hit the pillars and they fell with it. Then lots of frightened little animals ran through the door with Fluttershy behind them.
Stop! She shouted. I want to talk to you.
Quickly, ponies. It's time for you to go, said Princess Celestia. Come on, said Twilight, and the ponies all ran from the party. They felt very sad.
The ponies found Spike in a cake shop.
How was your great night? He asked them.
It was terrible,
the ponies said.
Do you think Princess Celestia is angry with us? Said Twilight.
Princess Celestia came into the cake shop.
No, I'm not angry with you, she said.
Then she laughed.
The pony party is always boring, she said. I asked you to come because I wanted you to make it interesting. And you did.
Ladybird Readers, A Great Night, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Hasbro 2017.